2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.
Shane Dawson is here because we are talking all about how these days some footballers can live on forever or at least get paid forever. But are the big bucks in Saudi or America here to stay? Well, Shane Dawson from Gain Autumn joins me now to explain what's happening and why.
I want an apology for this, by the way.
Why?
Last time I was on, my France-Ireland rugby prediction.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not apologising for that.
I scoffed at.
Yeah.
I laughed out of the studio.
Why were you scoffed at? Because that's the second time that you've been on with me that you...
I got it right.
It doesn't matter if you get it right. It's the fact that you were constantly supporting the opposing team to your home country.
I'm a realist, Laura. France, that's why you have me on for cold, hard sports
England. You were singing, chanting, football's coming home, I think, around the office.
I can look past tribalism. I can look past these geopolitical sporting divides.
See how long you get on here. I actually will say as well that I totally forgot about Ruby Walsh. You're my third favourite Game On presenter.
Ruby's not on with me this evening. It was on yesterday, so you'll have to wait till next week until...
It's fine, I'll say it all day.
The wrath of Ruby Walsh.
Marie Crowe, Ruby Walsh. Who else fills in sometimes?
David O'Mara, Andrew
David
O'Connor,
Andrew O'Connor, then Shane Dawson. Anyways, we get into this because we'll be here all day me trying to make
Laura,
it right.
This is your show. I'm just here to chat sport. You lead this conversation, don't worry. As long as this faders up, I feel this is a success. Anything. If I stand longer than 5 minutes in here, can I spend the rest of the show in here?
You can if you want. Do you know what the greatest thing is if things go wrong here, I can just play a song. You don't have that luxury. Anyways, I actually better get into this, right? Because look, years ago, Shane, it was only the lads who had like blown all their cash who ended up playing on and on and on. But why are we looking now at the all-time greats like Ronaldo and Messi? Like they're still going.
Money.
Well, I know
Simple
that,
answer.
But like, have they not made enough of it?
No, well, that would be my opinion. It's like, surely you come to a stage where you have made enough money that you don't need it. And the riches that are being offered by Saudi Arabia now, what was the MLS, China before, it's all cyclical and goes into different countries. There's also, for individuals, say for Cristiano Ronaldo, he's chasing 1,000 career goals. He's on 923 at the moment. So there's personal ambitions for someone like, say, Cristiano Ronaldo. Someone like David Beckham, when he went over to the MLS or when he was playing in Paris as well. Now, Ligue 1 in France wasn't a really rich league, but it was more about the profile, living in Paris, living in LA, and wanting to establish that brand. For the leagues that are bringing in players, say Ronaldo in Saudi Arabia, it's no coincidence that Saudi Arabia is a World Cup in 2030. So there is marketing incentives there as well. And people... They still want to play football, and you have to be realistic. You mightn't be able to play at the highest level still.
Yeah.
So it would suit you. So if you want to reach your 1,000 career goals, why not head over to Saudi Arabia and live that life of luxury?
Yeah, I suppose you can stay going because it's not like you just hit a certain age and the want and desire for it stops. Like if it's something that you've loved your whole life, it's actually really incredibly hard to stop cold washing. But would it be considered a sports washing? Because like what's in it for the clubs and the leagues that are paying a fortune for all these players?
Well, it would be. And there's obviously human rights issues in Saudi Arabia, and there's a lot of negative circumstances around that. So you have to weigh that up. If you're going to get all this money, you have to weigh up, do you have the morals to do that?
Yeah.
But for the countries, you take China initially wanted to compete with Europe, and then there was policy changes, COVID-19 pandemic hit. The USA wanted to grow the MLS, wanted to build that brand, and that's why you had Gerard, Rooney, Lampard, Silva, all of these big names that went, but then they established it, what was known as the David Beckham rule, that basically a salary cap and that you have to kind of hold off. But it's not a new thing with America. George Best went over years ago, Pele, to try and bring that brand. And there's a similar culture, I suppose, between England and America. So it's not a massive sea change. But Saudi Arabia was always part of this vision of 2030, the World Cup. There's government-backed initiative to boost sports. So there's a lot of money pumped behind it from the state. And that's when you get into the sports washing aspect of it and where's the money coming from and is it right to actually have that? But they're trying to boost tourism, trying to boost economy. They do it with snooker, they do it with golf as well.
Mm.
So it works both ways. It's not just having these players over. There's always an underlying message or reason why you want to have these big stars there.
Especially when you have this big money on the line. Like there's always something in it for everybody. Like, I just, thinking about it now, like, are all these lads breaking boundaries in terms of fitness? Because they're still pretty good, aren't they? I know that you're saying they're not really, they're not obviously up to the elite level of like what a 17-year-old to 22-year-old who's playing in the like huge leagues that we're looking at, but they're still not desperate, like.
No, but that's the top tier of players, of Ronaldo's or Messi's playing in the MLS, or Zlatan back when he was over there, or even Beckham was still at a high level. But in general, there are players that are going over that aren't that older age, yeah, or that in the senior type of their career, that perhaps they've just found their level and that's where they're playing. But across the board, people are looking after themselves. Mm. And that, even with his family and all, yeah, I suppose it's probably a small sample size. But I think you go to any gym, it's just kids these days. So there's a cultural change, I think, yeah, as well.
Well, I think players, people are getting fitter.
And players are playing longer because they're looking after themselves. Yeah. And that's not, there's always going to be outliers, but across the board I think people want to continue to play, and that whole phrase of leave the game before the game leaves you, and yeah, you have to kind of get to a stage where you have to be true and honest with yourself about how far you can push it and where you can compete. But people are like, all medicines and everything, nuestrition and diets,
Western
like,
medicine.
No, but you know, but no, seriously.
Like, no, I know, I'm slagging you, but it's, you're dead
gels
right.
And everything and nutrition, it, like, people are more informed.
But if you look
healthy,
at,
they can continue to play longer.
Like, even people who are not extreme athletes going around with like Whoops and devices that they're looking at their recovery and telling them, no, you need to sleep more. No, you need to eat more. No, you actually, you've been sitting for too long. You need to move a little bit more. Like, people in their everyday lives are tracking this. So if you put like that tenfold into elite athletes, it does make your lifespan in your career a lot longer. What about these, like, the long money deals that we're obviously talking about? Like, who are they open to? Is it the very elite players, like your Ronaldos, like your Messis, or are there a few guys below that level getting paid? I know you just mentioned there about, yeah, the lads who are heading over who've found their level of football and they're going, well, this suits me. But are they getting the same amount of cash?
No, like, you're going to have your big stars are going to be the ones that are on the billboards and, yeah, have the extra deals and all the sponsorship and clothing and everything else and the tourism to boost the economy. But there are players like Ronaldo, say, Sadio Mane, Aymeric Laporte, big players. I'd have more of an issue or what a bit more glaring is, say, someone like John Duran, who's playing Aston Villa, early 20s, and he's gone over now.
Yeah.
And kind of at the prime of his career, where he's thinking, can you not test yourself in Europe or... at a big league and a big challenge. You take Javier Hernandez a few years ago, admittedly, when he went to Galaxy, and there was like this famous phone call of him ringing his mom and dad saying, it's over, my career's over, because he's gone to play in the MLS. But that's the mindset and the level of, he would have played with Real Madrid, played with Manchester United, yeah, biggest clubs in the world, where he sees going to the MLS as that step down, where he's earned his money. But then you take someone, say, Sadio Mane, for example, or a player that comes from nothing, not just a South American player, an African player, or even parts of Europe as well, that came from nothing, that have built their lives up, that have made their money, and that are looking to continue to make money, but for good causes as well. And they, yeah, start up charities and start up everything in their hometowns, and it's worthwhile to them because they came from nothing and they've forged out a career through hard work. So you have to kind of tip your cap to them. They deserve it, yeah, in a way. It's not black and white,
yeah,
in any matter. So it's across the board and there's going to be outliers. But the big names are here to stay. It is cyclical, as I said, at the moment. At the moment, it's Saudi Arabia. They're getting the World Cup. Who knows where the next big... Russia, even what, like, years ago as well, there's players going... a club was practically created and then folded not too long ago.
Yeah.
And it was just ridiculous amounts of money. It's scary, scary amounts of money.
So, like, there is kind of a line of a cushy payday and then, you know, someone like Messi who's playing with a team with a load of crap players. Like, you know, like, where's the professional pride, I suppose?
Well, they're all right. They're not, it's not Sunday League style now. They're still half-decent players. But, again, it's... The standard is increasing, and if you bring these big players over, you're going to increase the league's image and levels of other players. You might attract other players to that league.
Yeah.
So it's not a massive divide or massive fall off. But again, people, or kids, I suppose, these days are following players as opposed to teams.
Yeah.
I see that a bit, maybe, and I sound like old man shouts at cloud here, but it's a case of, like, you'll see Ronaldo jerseys for wherever he goes, as opposed to someone just supporting Manchester United or, yeah, just supporting a League of Ireland club or Liverpool or whoever it is. They'll follow the player as opposed to the team, which might be just a change in how sports fans and younger sports fans?
I think so, yeah. Like, my little cousin's obsessed with Messi. So, like it's a Messi jersey on his back, no matter what the colour of the jersey is.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it through and through. It is that. Like, they fall in love with the person. It's the...
But that's,
like,
social media, and that's how the brand is exposed and promoted of Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo, that he's out there and everyone knows them.
Yeah.
Not just for football, but because...
It's a celebrity of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, of all of this. Look, like, you know, you obviously have an entire show that is dedicated to talking about, like, sports and...
Waffling.
Yeah, talk. I can imagine you get paid for it, it's mad. But does anyone actually watch the Saudi or the American, like, soccer on the telly? Like, I mean, do you, like, talk about it on your show? Like, is it well known? You know what I mean? Are you sitting down on a Wednesday evening and watching it, or are you just skipping over it?
No, I feel if you ask 100 people where Cristiano Ronaldo plays, they'll be able to tell you Saudi Arabia, but you've asked them what club or where they are in the league or what's the promotion playoff like, or what's even how many teams are in the league, very few people are going to be able to answer that. Yeah, there's time difference, I suppose, and everything else, but the MLS somewhat, because there was such a large group of players over there, and there's a few Irish people back in the day, Kevin Doyle and so on, that were over there, so that might have a bit bigger of a following, but no, across the board, even when players are going to China, no one's watching these.
It feels very surface at this moment as well. It feels very like, this is what I'm consuming on social media, like we'll talk about it here, about them going, but we're not actually invested in what the art of the sport is, you know, we're not watching them play as frequent. What are the chances that we're going to see, you know, these lads playing in, like, the 2026 World Cup? Like, is that a possibility?
Yeah, well, it is for Ronaldo, because he's that driven. He wants to create records, that 1,000 goals, 6 World Cups or whatever it is. So it's up to about how driven you are as an individual. I know we're just waxing lyrical about Cristiano Ronaldo, and he has his flaws, of course, and it's not all rosy and perfect, but he looks after himself.
Yeah.
And the other players that are playing to that level or that age are looking after themselves. So it has improved somewhat. It's not just a household name going over and standing in the centre circle, able to just ping it about and kick it about and do whatever he wants. It is a bit more challenging.
Yeah.
And that goes for every league. Even former Irish internationals come back to the League of Ireland on a much lesser scale, thinking that they'll just walk in and waltz it. And it hasn't been the case.
No.
So you do need to maintain a level of fitness, maintain a level of drive. And it's that passion. If that leaves you, then you're not going to succeed in any league across the board.
Well, if you don't still love the sport,
yeah,
then it's going to be a disaster, because you're going to be 41. You've been playing for the past 40 years. Do you know what I mean?
I can't think of many footballers, regardless of the level, that are playing to that age that don't still have a genuine love and desire and passion for it. Yes, you can continue to make money, but there's no one, even at a lesser level, if you're not that big name earning all the big bucks, if you're playing to your late 30s, that's because you absolutely love and adore what you do.
You mentioned Zlatan earlier on. Like, was it Zlatan that was the person who set the trend for playing into your 40s?
Zlatan?
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. But I think as well, it comes back to ego. And you could have that. Like, I mean, how many people are referring to themselves as in the third person? So, but at the same time, he had the level and he looked after himself.
Yeah.
He was really fit. He wasn't out of shape. And he looked after himself, like, was he an honorary black belt or whatever it is? And so Ibrahimovic is somewhat different. And yes, he went around, but he wanted to establish the brand. And there is that. David Beckham has established a brand. Zlatan has a brand now. I think he's even copyrighted his name. So if there's any brands that you have to be Zlatan, it's just referring to Ibrahimovic. And that's a similar case with all these big stars. Neymar, he suffered an injury in Saudi Arabia. He's gone back to Brazil and he's somewhat reignited his career. So these big players like Zlatan or anything, you can't pinpoint it to one thing. I think it's more geopolitical and society issues of China wanted to be big, Russia wanted to be big. Now Saudi Arabia is big. They have the World Cup. You see Messi getting draped with the local. It's not great for football purists to see the money across the board in world football at a top level at the moment. And it's disheartening, and it's sad to see what Saudi Arabia and all these big money nations are doing to football at the moment.
Yeah.
And that's not going away either.
Do you think now that this means that, like, young lads that are coming through, like Lamine Yamal, might be around for about 30 years? Like, you're going to be watching them like for a lot longer because it used to kind of be like you hit your 30s, that was kind of it.
Yeah. But I think, and I think that also comes back though to, and I say this sincerely, science and everything, they're looking after themselves better. So a young player coming up is going to be more looked after. They're going to have more knowledge of what to do, when to do it, how to recover, rest, eat right, train right, temper or taper your workload as well. So there's no reason, unless he falls out of love with the game, which could happen. But there's no reason why all of these young stars coming through won't or can't play to a senior, when I say senior age, late 30s, early 40s. Relative. It's all relative to football that we're talking about before the text line lights up. It's all relative to football. There's no reason, but it's up to them, and it's about the drive that they have internally.
Yeah. I love how you're like, we're having a bit of a giggle about the, like, you know, 30s and all that. It's like, it just reminds me of that Sex and the City scene with this. Sometimes you're like, do you need any more money? Like, stop it. Like, stay going. Anyways, Shane Dawson, you're up in my estimation, I will say, because you can have a bit of crack.
Marie, though. I haven't trumped Marie in your line of game on presenters.
Month of Sundays.
I'll take a solid second. That's Champions League football. That's European football.
I just will tell you right now, I will flip-flop as soon as I see Ruby Walsh again. That'll be done. Shane Dawson, thank you so much for coming in with us today. You can catch him and the gang on weeknights from 6 o'clock on Game On.
2FM Mornings
with Laura Fox.
Podcast.
Sponsored by Maxall. From kids' lunches to tonight's dinner, you'll find bags more to get you through the week at Maxall.